Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For those who don't follow politics, Monday passed quietly and with little fanfare. But for those of us looking forward to the 2023 legislative session, it was a closely watched, eagerly anticipated milestone. That's because Monday was the last day to file as a candidate in this year's election cycle. Granted, this is an off-year election, so there's no presidential race and few statewide races, but there's still plenty going on that will impact your lives in the months and years to come. In addition to all 100 state House seats, there are 25 state Senate seats, 2 Supreme Court justices, 10 district court races, and 2 Public Service Commission seats. Not to mention 2 U.S. congressional seats, one of which is newly created based on the last U.S. Census. Whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, it always amazes me that there are people willing to put their lives on hold to serve in public office. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and toss grenades at those willing to serve, but it's important to remember that our system of government depends on ordinary private citizens who are willing to step up. It's also far too easy to become cynical as we watch the dysfunction at the federal level. But as Winston Churchill reminded us, democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. It may not be pretty, but it really is a direct reflection of the population as a whole. That said, the candidates are in the starting blocks, and it's up to us to make sure that the best ones get elected. For some, the race has already been decided. In the Senate, 3 Republicans and 1 Democrat are running unopposed, and in the House, 18 Republicans and 2 Democrats face no opposition. For some, it will be a long marathon that finally ends on the first Tuesday in November. For others, it will be a sprint that ends on June 7th, primary election day. That's the case with House District 55 in Laurel and House Districts 9 and 11 in Kalispell, among others. In those races, only Republicans filed, so the winner of the primary is the overall winner. The fact that Laurel could not find a Democrat to run is telling, and a testimony to the changing demographics of the state. Prior to 1990, no Republican had ever represented Laurel since statehood. Now, Democrats are unable to come up with a candidate. That said, philosophical control of the legislature is still up for grabs. Conventional wisdom says that Republicans will continue to control both houses, but not all Republicans are the same, nor Democrats for that matter. Both parties have their moderates and their diehards, and it's up to us to elect those people that best represent our views. One way to get to know the candidates is to check out the legislative scorecard on our website at montanafamily.org. The top Republican scored 100%, and the lowest ranking Republican scored only 67%. It's important to cast not just votes, but informed votes. Candidates are also filling out our candidate questionnaire, and their answers will be listed on our website at montanavoterguide.com. Now is not the time for cynicism. Godly men and women have stepped up to run, and for the sake of our children and grandchildren, it's our job to get them elected. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.